From NPR News, it's Day to Day. By next year, more than half the world's people will live in cities. That according to a new report from the United Nations. And cities aren't ready. Marketplace's Amy Scott joins us now. And Amy, tell us first about this new study. It represents a big change.
It is a big change. It's the first time in history that more people are living in towns and cities than in rural areas. The UN's State of the World Population Survey says by next year, more than 3 billion people will be living in cities around the world. By 2030, that number will swell to almost 5 billion. And it's a major symbolic shift, but it also has profound implications, really, for the economy, the environment, you name it.
Indeed. So what is causing this shift?
Well, you might think that migration would be the main factor, you know, people leaving rural areas in droves to find work in the city. And that's certainly been happening in countries like China and Vietnam in recent years. But I spoke with George Martine, the report's author, and he says what's really driving this growth is so-called natural increase, that is, people who already live in the cities having babies.
It's a bit paradoxical because on the one hand, urban areas always have lower fertility rates than rural areas. Nevertheless, since there are more and more people living in urban areas, in most countries, natural increase is a much more significant factor than migration per se.
And that's really significant because Martine says many developing countries discourage urbanization through policies designed to keep poor people out. He says governments really need to accept that this is an inevitable shift so they can plan for it.
Amy, does the UN report talk at all about the consequences of an increasingly urbanized planet?
It does. Potential problems include social unrest, poverty, pollution, sprawl, violence. But as the report puts it, cities concentrate poverty, but they also represent poor people's best hope of escaping it. Martine says it's easier to deliver health and social services in high-density areas. Women tend to have more opportunities in the city, and, you know, density fosters political participation, economic opportunity, but only with proper planning.
And with regard to the problems, does the report offer any solutions?
Well, the main message, again, I think, is face it. You know, cities are growing, so you better get ready. One interesting note, though, is that it's not the mega cities that will see the biggest growth. It's smaller cities of under 500,000 people, and they're far less prepared for this. The report recommends that local and regional governments plan ahead for housing, land use, transportation, waste disposal. They really need to plan ahead rather than reacting when it's too late.
Okay, Amy, thanks a lot. That's Amy Scott of Public Radio's daily business show Marketplace, which is produced by American Public Media.